Part 2, Unit 1. Business and Commercial Language. An Exchange of Letters.
Dear Mr. Weston, I have been asked by Mr. James Payne, Managing Director of Hawks Engineering, to get in touch with you concerning the installation of new plating and polishing plant at our Slough factory, which your firm is undertaking. As Chief Engineer at Hawks, I shall be in charge of the installation at this end, and I shall be very grateful if you will consult me whenever you feel it to be necessary, and also if you will see that all correspondence, telephone queries, etc., which may arise in connection with the installation, are directed to my office. Mr. Payne is particularly anxious that this installation should be commenced as soon as any remaining problems have been cleared up, and should proceed as quickly as possible, with a view to completion by the end of May at the latest. I have seen the detailed specifications which your firm submitted in connection with the polishing plant installation, and they seem to me to be very comprehensive and highly satisfactory in almost all respects. There is one point, however, which I should like to bring to your attention. It seems to me from the drawings that your surveyor has not made adequate provision for strengthening of the floor of the main polishing shop. We pointed out to him at the time of his inspection of the premises that there seemed to have been a certain amount of subsidence in the flooring, as evidenced by cracking of the concrete, which in the northeast corner particularly is quite extensive. Since this is the point at which the heaviest of the new machines is to be located, it would seem to be especially important to ensure that the floor is equal to the loads it will have to bear. And from inspection of your plans, I cannot say that I feel completely confident that the strengthening suggested there is sufficient. Perhaps you would be kind enough to take another look at this particular detail, and let me know what you feel. I look forward to hearing from you, and if you are in need of any further information, please do not hesitate to contact me. Yours faithfully, J.F. Marsh.
Dear Mr. Marsh, thank you for your letter of January the 10th, 1970, reference JFM/GB/3606-1. I have taken note of your request that all correspondence and telephone calls connected with the installation of your new plating and polishing plant should be directed to your office. I am also aware of the importance of completing this job on schedule. You may rest assured that we shall do our best to meet the completion date. I intend to assume overall control of this contract myself, and I shall be obliged if you will contact me personally in the event of any queries that may arise during the course of installation. Thank you for calling my attention to the matter of the flooring in the main polishing shop. I have consulted our surveyor, Mr. Roberts, about this, and he assures me that during his inspection he took careful note of the subsidence involved, and that the proposed strengthening measures are quite adequate for the loads envisaged. However, since the survey was originally made some 3.5 months ago, it is possible that there has been further deterioration of the floor. In view of this possibility, Mr. Roberts agrees with me that it would be advisable to do another inspection of that part of the floor. He will accordingly be visiting your factory again as soon as you find it convenient. Would you be so kind as to let me know the most suitable time for his visit? The inspection should not take very long, and will not involve the use of any elaborate equipment. Would you also let me have final details of where the main ventilator outlet duct is to be sited? You will recall that this information was not to hand when the preliminary details of the plant layout were settled, because you were still at that stage engaged in a building alteration to your main factory roof. But I assume that a decision will have been reached by now. I shall be glad to have the details, so that I shall be in a position to issue instructions for commencement of the installation. Yours faithfully, R.D. Weston.